Authorities have accused one man of sending as much as a third of the spam we get in our email every day. He appears in federal court today. Chuck Quernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports from Milwaukee.
FBI and Justice Department officials in Milwaukee say 23-year-old Oleg Nikolenko was a spam king. The government says Nikolenko harnessed a network of computers to generate the massive flood of unwanted emails. Assistant U.S. Attorney Brian Ressler is helping prosecute the case and says it's not just about whether Nikolenko helped companies try to sell fake watches and Viagra. It's also about the 500,000 computers he says were compromised.
The program that's in there is meant to do so surreptitiously. It's meant to not be detected. And, of course, that's slowing down the computer, but also making it vulnerable to other attacks that may be more serious. So essentially what you have is, you know, one person just electronically having tremendous control.
Nikolenko was arrested during a visit to Las Vegas last month. His case has been transferred to Milwaukee, where the FBI team tracking him is based. He's charged under a federal law aimed at reducing spam, and if convicted, could face up to 3 years in prison plus fines. Nikolenko's attorney promises a vigorous defense and says his client will plead not guilty at his arraignment today. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.